Ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Go. Okay. You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 7, Episode 2, Beneath You. When Spike helps Buffy and Xander battle a gigantic worm-like creature, his strange behavior finally makes Buffy realize he is now a vampire with a soul.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Spike is a vampire who has a soul, and he's here to kind of rape you. No.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
My name is Stephanie.
I am Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Tammy. Yay!
Yay!
I give myself yay.
It's weird.
You should totally get yourself. Isn't today the, I'm going to say I'm awesome day or something?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yay, I'm awesome.
I'm awesome too. Heroes.
Yeah, oh my God.
I don't think we have that in the South.
We're slightly less bad than we used to be, day.
I don't know. This is weird talking to Tammy and not being in the same room as her. This is
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm like, what is up?
Oh, well, first, Gabby, tell us about what you think about lessons.
I fucking loved it. I'm loving this season. It is my jam. Oh, my God.
Would you say ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
Oh my God, I finally all the hate has gone.
Are you born again?
Are you born again?
I have
You're born
a soul
again Buffy
now,
fan?
Just like I went through some trials. I went through some trials. I got my soul back. You guys are just discovering it tonight. What a revelation. It's amazing. It's a great
revelation.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And I can't wait to see where the season goes. Oh, it goes to the end and then it's over.
Yeah.
That's where it goes.
Aww. And then it goes to season one, episode one.
That's what I do when I finish a series.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so by the way, I would like to have a public service announcement right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a podcaster and you're on a Mac and you've been using Google Hangouts with the Chrome browser, stop torturing yourself. You should love yourself more and do something else. Now, we've chosen to go to Skype. A slightly less angry reaction would have gone to maybe Safari or Firefox. But here's the problem. It's only Chrome that has both my inputs playing simultaneously. And that's the whole point, right? So anyway, PSA, fuck you, Google Chrome.
Wow.
Hey, are you guys going to get some of those Microsoft HoloLenses? The
what?
Holographic glasses.
What?
Microsoft,
what are they?
They're coming out with holograms, man.
Which means?
Which means instead, it basically. Remember what everyone thought Google Glass was going to be?
Google Glass?
Yes.
Yeah, remember what Google Glass, everyone thought you were going to see stuff?
Uh-huh.
Well, you put on these glasses that look kind of like old person sunglasses.
Nice.
And wherever you look, and wherever you're looking at, it'll overlay some really cool 3D hologram stuff.
Of so what, it's pretty of what awesome. You're browsing and stuff?
Anything. You can ask for the weather. You can look at a pie chart because, you know, it's Microsoft. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be training people on this in less than 5 years. All those pie charts right in your face.
Uh-huh. In your face, pie charts.
Oh, yeah.
In your face.
Yeah, I know everyone was riveted to the last 20 seconds.
I'm just imagining you throwing, like, pie charts at people's faces.
Oh, man. I wish I could do that. I'm not allowed to do that. I have to, like, follow rules. And I can't. Like, when the person that organized the training comes down and they're like, so how's everything going? And what they really mean is, do you actually know what the fuck you're talking about? it's always like, why are you coming to talk to me? Why can't you just be like some pink-haired German girl running away from an awful Eurotrash club?
Oh, Alias reference!
So I've never watched Alias.
Well, there reference. You go. That's the beginning of every episode of Alias ever.
But it's just Run Lola Run for me, right?
Exactly. That's what it is for me, yep. too.
Yeah,
it's Alias 100%.
Alias,
like even when I didn't watch Alias, I would have known that was an Alias reference because you always see Jennifer Garner in that pink hot pink wig.
I've never seen Jennifer Garner in a hot pink wig.
Oh, what? I have.
Back in the day,
I never want to see that.
Hey, Alias was good for like.
Do you think she makes Ben wear it sometimes?
No, Alias was good for about 2.5 seasons, and then it shot the bed and. I haven't finished.
Oh, is that when Damon Lindelof came on board?
Pardon?
Oh.
Isn't that when Damon Lindelof came on board?
I don't know.
Hey, I finished it.
No, because Lindelof didn't meet J.J. Abrams till Lost.
Oh, really?
Or did Lindelof... was Alias... Never mind. I don't
know. Alias was a
Abrams show. Well before Lost. Alias was before September 11th, because they had a scene where she just took someone's passport who kind of looked like her, and she got all the way into Europe.
You can still do that.
No.
Yeah, kind of.
And she distracted the everyone by like, oh, look at my nail polish.
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. That's how I get through life.
Yes.
What are your theories with... Now, I have not watched beyond this episode.
Me neither.
So I have to limit my comments to just these first two.
Oh.
Please, what do you think is going on with these Chiquitas being chased by hooded figures?
I cannot comment.
Why not?
Not that I have an actual intelligent answer, but I was recently not feeling great and may have watched a few episodes ahead.
Oh, I thought I just asked you if you had watched Beyond and you said you hadn't either.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah, I've gone a little farther.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. So, hey, Kim.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you've only watched these first two?
Yeah.
What do you think is going on?
Well, we kind of touched on the last episode because we didn't reveal our theories because we weren't supposed to watch this episode.
Yeah.
I've only seen again these two, so what I'm hoping for, because when we were talking about it, everyone's like, "Well, what do you think potential means? What do you think potential means?" And I'm like, "Okay." Are these two randos that we're seeing potential replacements for Buffy or potential, Slayer-like people that can take down this season's big bad? What I'm hoping for is that we'll get like a roster of chicks at the beginning of the next, four or five episodes. And then at the beginning, we go, oh, here's a new one to add to the list of potentials who will. Yeah. But I think the two so far that we've met, I think are the next in line to be the next Slayer.
Mm. They really suck at it. They both died right away.
Well, Buffy died too, remember? Yeah. Season one.
But
and then season five?
The first one in episode one, we didn't see her die, but I guess we're supposed to assume that she did. And they both were stabbed with the same knife or sword, so maybe it's got special powers that
it probably just belonged to the imp
that beam them to something, or maybe it's just something that like knocks them out for a while.
So here's what I think. I'm not going to be as, I'm not going to pussyfoot around this season with potential casts, because it's been, we've been doing this for 4.5 years now, a little bit over 4.5 years now. And I am tired of, holding back in my deductions based on outside nuggets. And here's one of these outside nuggets. I have heard the term Slayerettes before. And I think that these are, I'm thinking that these are quote unquote potential slayers, and I bet you they eventually get coined Slayerettes, because I've heard that somewhere before. It wasn't actually in reference to Buffy. It was just, I think someone's band or
there's
something.
There's actually a podcast called the Slayerettes.
The podcast? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, oh wait, and one of them was a guest on Intradex, right?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's where I heard the term. Yeah. So I bet you that these people eventually get. Now, I don't want to know if this is right. I'm going to still play that game. Because
I feel like no one's going to tell you, even if you wanted to know.
Good. I'm happy. Rob, that makes me very happy. Because you got to follow the rules.
Exactly. Yeah. Bitter end.
What? Rules?
Rules.
Schmools. Yeah, so I think that Kim is right. These are potential slayers, and I bet you they get called the Slayerettes somehow. And I'm really, really hoping, but I know I won't get it. I'm hoping there's a dance number.
Oh god. I hope there's like a like a posse of them, and then they have to go through like not like an obstacle course, but they have to go through
trials. They have to go through trials.
They have to go through these trials, and whoever finishes last each round, they're eliminated until there's two left standing. And then there's a.
Or we could have the ultimate 90s and 2000s matchup of American Slayerators.
Yeah, I would love to see that happen. American Gladiators. 98. Styles. I would love to see that.
With the giant Q-tips?
That'd be fantastic. So yeah. I hope that they all arrive in crazy, wacky costumes, and then Xander and Buffy and the rest of the Scoobies are like the judges. Like, no, be gone! And he's like thrown into a fire, and the next one has to go.
Awesome.
I think that'd be fantastic. No, but I think that what I hope for is that these we're introduced to more potential slayers or whatever they are. I think they're potential slayers. Because the potential has to mean something, and everyone friggin' lost. Well, the way Stephanie perked up last episode, really? What do you think potential stands for? And I was like, oh, well, now.
That sounds nothing like Steph, by the way.
I don't remember that.
No. Well, I remember.
Also, I keep forgetting this, and every time that we finish a season and I don't see the scene that I think I saw on a YouTube video when YouTube was nascent and I had no idea what Buffy was, so I'm not sure this is something from Buffy, okay? But if anyone's listened to any of the episodes that Robin and Steph did where like we told them what we were spoiled on, there's a scene I'm waiting to see that I hope is a Buffy scene, and I'm every episode that it doesn't happen, I'm like, I really want to see this thing, because I remember seeing this video on YouTube ages ago, and if this thing actually happens, I will totally like monopolize the podcast for like an hour. But yeah, but there are two spoilers left for me.
Really? Buffy. That's a shame.
Yeah. One of them is one that Nicholas Brendan
Don't
himself
tell me.
Told
okay.
me about.
Uh-oh.
Well, he did. He told me about.
He told you, but you're Although not going to tell me what it is. Right.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And the other one's based on this YouTube video I watched ages ago.
Oh, Kim, I remember now. I perked up, not necessarily over you saying that you knew what potential meant, but just that you had a prediction. I was just anxious to hear what your prediction was.
I had a prediction.
Mm-hmm. Prediction. Uh-huh. Let me read Robin's fun facts.
Hey.
Okay, this aired October the 1st, 2002, written by Doug Petrie, not his best, directed by Nick Mark. Callback, Spike is the new Angel. This episode puts Spike in the place of Angel in several allusions to past episodes. Spike is seen going after a rat, like when Whistler found Angel in Becoming. The gang finds out that Buffy has seen him since he returned, as in Revelations, and at the end, Spike willingly lets himself get burned on a cross after Buffy finds out he has a soul, as Angel let Buffy's cross burn him after she finds out that he's a vampire with a soul in Angel. Angel says the line, "I wanted to kill you," and in this one, Spike says, "I dreamed of killing you." The episode title is reminiscent of Buffy's words to Spike in Food for Love when Buffy tells Spike, It wouldn't be you, Spike. It would never be you. You're beneath me. Buffy asks Principal Wood if she can impose detention, echoing Willow's question when asked to take over Jenny Callender's class in Passion.
Aww,
Techno Girl, the German voice in the techno music, means von, I don't know German words. That is a rough translation of the phrase from beneath, from the depth it devours. The exact translation would be some German words. The punk girl who is killed by the robed men running through a German city with her pink hair is an homage to Franca Potenta's character in the 1998 film Run Lola Run, as was the series premiere of Alias one year before this aired.
They
both stole from Run Lola Run. Yes, you are correct.
Yay!
When Buffy mentions her work at Double Meat Palace, Principal Wood says that he's a vegetarian. Ironically, the episode Double Meat Palace, Buffy finds out that the meat they use is actually processed vegetables. The last scene between Spike and Buffy was rewritten and rewritten by Joss. He felt in the original draft it did not show enough emotions between the characters, and also thought it was time Spike told Buffy his soul was returned and how.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. Part of this episode was really awesome. Parts of this episode really, really kind of like, why is Spike punching Anya?
Oh.
I mean, I understand that she was about to blurt out that he has a soul, and I guess he doesn't want Buffy to know that he has a soul for whatever reason, but it's like, don't punch Anya.
But how did Anya figure out that Spike got his soul? Because
she's
back.
A demon again. She's a demon again. She can see inside him.
What I want to know is...
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Kim. We'll talk about this later. Go ahead.
Well, for half the episode, because we saw Spike so disheveled last episode, and we saw, like, that amazing morphing last scene from last week.
Yes.
Half this episode, I thought Spike wasn't Spike. I thought Spike was the manifestation of whatever the quote-unquote monster of this season is.
I want to know, how did he get his stuff together? He gets his stuff together and comes to her house. What happened? How did that happen?
How did he dye his roots again and have that beautiful blonde mane of his, where last week I thought that he was like the morphed image of Spike for half this episode, and I'm like, is it Spike? Isn't it Spike? Are we gonna see the real Spike in a dungeon somewhere, like curled up, like completely, you know, a mess like he was last week? So I was like, oh, I don't, is this Spike? I don't believe it was him. Then I was like, oh, it is him. Then I'm like, I don't know anymore. Is this Chip gone? Then I was like, oh, I don't know.
think his chip is still there, actually.
Okay, so after... This is what, again, end of last season, after the real Spike, you know, physically assaults Buffy and all that, wouldn't she disinvite him from her house? So what's he doing crawling up in their house and just be like, hey guys, like, what's up? Wouldn't he not be allowed in the house, back into the house? Sometimes, like, that's when, like, this isn't the real Spike. But we never, I don't think we ever saw a scene where she's like, where Buffy says, get out, get out, get out, you know?
At least,
plus, I think any witchcraft to uninvite them.
I think before they've always used Willow as the witch to be able to do the uninviting spells, and she was preoccupied last season.
Oh, you think so, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to. Yeah, I was confused because I didn't know. I was more preoccupied in this episode thinking, is it Spike or is it not Spike? Than really listening to whatever the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And so as they're driving to school, Xander's talking about how he doesn't date anymore, that he dated more in high school. And then Buffy gets introduced more to her new job.
Yeah,
which I fucking hate. But anyways.
You hate the fact that Buffy's back at the high school.
Yes, I do.
You want her flipping burgers again?
I don't care what she does. I just don't want her back at high school. Like, it bothers me when grown-ups go back to the same high school they went to.
But it's not the same. It's been rebuilt. No, everyone was eaten by a monster. It's not the same school at all.
She hasn't moved on. She hasn't grown up.
Yeah, I find it... pathetic.
But aren't most people like that? Well, a lot of people.
A lot of people still go to their high school football games. It's really kind of sad.
I think that's different.
Thank you, Tammy, for saying exactly what I wanted to say.
I don't know. I don't mind that so much, but to the point where, like, they're going back because they just need to be there still. You know?
Ugh. Well, you know, a lot of people, they peak in high school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that's why I'm just like, oops.
God.
And then some people are better.
No.
I remember asking my dad if I could get a class room, and he said no. Because I don't want you being this kind of, not that everyone who gets a class ring does this. I just want to let you know. Also, my father was a very disturbed individual, so don't take anything that I'm recounting here as actually sane. But I remember him saying, I'm not letting you get a class ring because I don't want you living in the past.
Yeah. And see,
all right, you're going to move on. You're going to go to university. I want you to get high school.
And see, everybody talks about how junior year of high school is so expensive. It hasn't been for us because my kid doesn't want a class ring. She doesn't want a yearbook. We've never bought a, you know, Morgan is not sentimental. And she doesn't care to know these people's names because she will never see them again.
Smart.
So nothing that I did. I didn't do this. You know, it's just her. So, okay. And so there's a young lady with a dog and the dog gets eaten or something.
Aw, boo. Poor puppy.
Stupid dogs. Couldn't it have, like, defended itself somehow? Barked louder and scared that thing off. Isn't that the trope? The little dog saves the day.
Artie's never saved the day.
But he saved your heart, Gabby. That's what's really important.
You got me there. Yeah.
He's constantly getting snatched, is what I...
Constantly. He's what constantly... I hear. There's the threat of snatching on the daily.
Oh, yes.
I gotta change my locks and stuff.
Yep. Oh, the leash line ends. Poor cute little puppy is gone. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Xander with a meat cute?
Exactly.
All right. Is this everyone's least favorite part of the episode?
Well, fuck that guy. That just continues to be my mantra when it comes to him. And I'm sorry, I'm totally on board with her. Is it not seeming like Buffy and Xander are totes a couple now? They're like mom and dad.
That's
They're
what totally I think it like is. Mom and dad. I always felt like it was more that they were just mom and dad versus a couple. Like they were the grown ups out of the entire group. Which is kind of sad when you look at them as well.
It really is.
But Buffy with her mom hair, Xander with a suit. I mean,
if those two end up together, I'll never watch this season of the series ever.
So if Kim, it's the very last episode of Buffy. Buffy and Xander get together. Are you quitting the podcast before we record?
I'll never watch the series again. And I will not participate in the series finale of podcast.
Oh my god!
I kind of secretly want them to get together now because I want to see how strong your resolve is.
Thank you.
I shouldn't doubt Kim. No, she has very strong resolve. Although she's a Seahawks fan.
Take this clip right now. Fuck that shit. And that's it, right? Save that clip and save it for the last episode. And then when you do your introductions, play that one when I usually say, I'm Kimberly. Play that.
And then the audio of someone dropping the mic. Yeah. And then footsteps. Mm-hmm. And then a door slamming.
That'd be great.
And then an explosion.
Nice.
So what's this Chiquita's name? Her name is what?
Mm-hmm.
Nancy?
Okay. Nancy.
And then, Xander complains that Anya is ruining his entire life. Like, every part of his life is ruined by Anya.
What? I think he's got that backwards.
He's the victim.
But he does that, and then when he confronts Anya later on, he even says, like, when are you going to stop using that as an excuse? And I'm just like, wait, what? But you were earlier. That was you. What are you talking about?
It's not his fault. The writing's horrible.
Hello, Pot. Jesus. He's the worst. Yeah. He's fucking worst.
Yeah, I think it's just that he is the most unself-aware person ever.
Can I ask a question here? Another one.
You're in a safe place. Go ahead.
Reading some of the reading some of the comments on the face group page. No spoilers, but people were kind of alluding to the point that the cast wasn't really happy with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Her and Allison Hannigan had a bit of a falling out. Is that why they're separated? To start this season?
I don't think so. I think that was just they just came up with the great idea of filming in England and thought that it would look really good. I don't think it necessarily had, because from what some people were saying, Sarah Michelle Gellar wanted to quit like
season 3,
but she held out. She held on.
She wanted to do great filmmaking like The Grudge.
So we don't have a season 5 Three's Company situation going on where Suzanne Summers couldn't work with the rest of the cast. So all the times that she was on the phone calling from her parents' house, that was recorded separately. So that's kind of
So why can't she be with the rest of the cast? I know this, but I can't remember.
Because there was a falling out because everybody hated her because she was holding out for more money because she thought she was better than she really was because she was being a big, humongous, self-absorbed bitch. And then they wrote her off the show because she was too much of a pain in the ass. Hence, hello, Three's Company cat.
Cindy years?
That's the Cindy years.
Is it the Terry years or the Cindy?
Cindy's
the Cindy
first,
years.
And then Terry.
Yeah. Terry I liked. Priscilla Barnes?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that yet. I haven't gotten that far.
Watch
in my Three's Company rewatch. Shush.
Fast.
Is this on Netflix?
No, I got it for Christmas.
Wow.
So, I got the complete series for Christmas, so I've been watching the DVDs every night when I go to bed. It's true.
So how happy were you to see the bronze again?
Oh my God, so happy.
The bronze.
I was so happy to see the bronze as much as I was to see that beautiful blue shirt on Spike's hot chest. He looks fabulous in royal blue.
It was a little tight.
I don't care. Look good. Yeah, so the bronze is fun. I like that.
Except like when that all came up about how Spike and Anya slept together, that was so not naturally brought up. It was awkward.
Rehash.
I thought it was funny. But then again, I'm blinded by the awesome that is this season. We have crazy pants Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
A ridiculous monster that looks like Tremors. It reminds me of Tremors.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only
I really don't like the way that they're making Spike like Angel. It really bothers me. But it always has.
Well, and also, if you were watching Angel at the same time, there's...
Hey, don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it, but we're missing some
context.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's leave it at that. So no one's going to accuse anyone of spoiling.
But it's not necessary. There were plenty of people who watched one show or the other.
Yeah, it's not necessary, but, you know.
It adds to it. It adds value, but it's not necessary. So
I can hear someone swallowing. And it was very loud.
I'm sorry.
So I would like Tabby to repeat what she said because it's difficult to edit
I'm
out.
I'm so fucking thirsty.
It's okay.
Oop, like a cartoon.
That, you know what? That's what I'm going to use as a clip for when you quit the podcast. What did you think, Kim?
I usually mute when I eat or drink. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah?
Continue.
Yeah, Tammy, you were saying?
That watching Angel and Buffy at the same time, while it adds value, it is not necessary. Plenty of people have done so in the past and will probably do so in the future, watch them separately. So, it's fine.
Just try to remember this when we get...
I'm sure it'll be brought up. Yeah. You won't even have to remember.
That's what Robin was watching season 3 of Angel. And I said, you're going to have to catch us up and remind us what happened in Angel season 2 because I totally forgot. He said, don't worry, Cordy. Lays it all out in the first scene.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, Cordelia.
But, okay, in the bronze when, okay, the Spike and Anya come up and how everybody was sleeping together. And then Anya sees the soul in Spike and he punches her. They get into a fight. Buffy punches Spike. Everybody's fighting in the bronze. I just feel like that's we're supposed to have action here, so let's have a big fight.
Yes.
Yeah, it did feel a little bit like
Well, it is. I mean, the whole thing, it should feel forced because Spike was purposely forcing a fight. It was not supposed to be a natural fight. He was purposely forcing it just to avoid having Anya say anything more about what she thinks she saw in him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was supposed to be forced because Spike purposely forced it out of nowhere.
I guess you're right.
You don't have to agree with me. I'll be okay.
Nancy runs off.
As you should.
As you should.
Like, these people are insane.
But then that tremor thing follows her. Are we supposed to be like, you know, they said, what they say, from beneath you it devours or something?
Right.
Mm-hmm. were we supposed to be misled? You know, because this tremor thing is coming from the underground, but will this from beneath you devours be a recurring theme, because that refers to whatever this season's big bad is? Or is that just supposed to be a hint for whatever this monster of this week is? Don't tell me, because I think that would spoil it.
I mean, I think it was a... I think it's definitely alluding to this season's theme. I think the Hellmouth is basically trying to make a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
but I think it was a bit of clever misdirection with regards to this week's episode.
Oh, something that I forgot to talk about in the first scene, where Buffy is dreaming about the girl who is killed.
Oh yeah,
and
didn't she dream about that girl last week too?
I guess we're supposed to assume that that's what that was. And we totally forgot that slayers have dreams and premonitions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Buffy's dreams come true, right?
Yeah, happened like in season two, I think.
Or is it just on her birthday that her dreams come true?
I don't remember, but...
Yeah, they have, like, premonition dreams. But again, I think that goes back to this season kind of repeating things that we had in the early seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Remember the good old days?
It's callback season.
Yep.
Everything's gonna be
and that's up. Why I like it! That's
So, was anyone else really worried that this was just going to be like a penis monster?
Worried?
I mean, I know it kind of was, but I got really scared there for a while.
I love it. Buffy, like, swings down and rescues Nancy, and then Spike does this 3-point landing.
Yep.
Which, if it was shot better, would have been really cool. But we just a little glimpse of it.
Can we talk about Dawn threatening Spike and how ridiculous that was?
Oh, and he was really scared, man. He was so scared of her.
Dawn's a stupid head.
I think he's looking at her like, you talking to me? Like, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of a weird thing. But I like that Dawn is actually sticking up for her sister.
Yeah.
It was adorable.
Well, it had to have been mentioned again. She can't just let it.
Yeah.
And she's been training, guys.
Wait, I actually thought that training was just to show her how powerless she is. Like, it was just a one time. It was like taking a child's hand and bringing it close to the fire of the stove, but not letting them actually get burned.
Just like every teenager, you know, she's not going to listen. She's going to take her own lessons from it.
It's like, well, okay. It's been very, very cold here where I live. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all these funny cartoons on Facebook about my face hurts. Why do I live where the air hurts my face? Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's been regularly negative Fahrenheit. Okay. Like -1, -5, whatever. And I will have to tell you that sometimes my son, who's 8.5, will say, I don't need to wear a sweater today. I could just wear a short sleeve polo shirt under my coat. And at a certain point, you have to stop fighting and say, you know what? Go for it. You tell me how you feel after school when you're walking home. But yeah, I that's what I thought Buffy was doing with Dawn last week. It was, yeah, you wanna? Here's what it's really like.
Mm-hmm.
Now know your role, shut your mouth, and help out, but don't ever think you can actually defeat one.
Yeah, I think there was some of that.
I enjoyed Dawn standing up for herself, because this is one of, I don't know, I guess we talked about it last episode, where I think they tried to go ahead and age John up to her appropriate age this season instead of being 12. And I thought even the way she delivered the lines, she wasn't as shaky as she was last season or the season before.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a bigger confidence in her as a character, and I think as an actress as well. So I thought she did well for what she had to work with.
Yeah, I felt she acted much better in the first episode than this one.
Well, I just think this is just a poor episode all the way around.
Oh, whoa. Really? Whoa, them fighting words. I think this episode is amazing, and maybe it's been my shitty last couple of days, or I don't know, or maybe I'm PMSing or some nonsense, but the end, the last scene, oh my god, it ripped my heart out and made, I cried like a bitch for not even kidding you, like 10 minutes, I had to like put cold water on my face and compose myself before I logged on to you guys, because it was so, oh my god, it was a hot mess.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yuppers. I'm ridiculous.
So, however, Spike had regained his composure and came to, don't you bark, Sadie, came to Buffy's when the penis monster turned, when Xander talked Anya into turning the penis monster back into the boyfriend, the jerky boyfriend. That was just in time for Spike to stab him. And so it like, there was like a reaction to Spike's soul or something.
I thought it was just the chip.
Okay.
No, he showed regret. He was really sorry.
Yeah, and so then he goes back crazy again. Runs off to the church.
Well, again, we got stories and quick little flashes of what Angel went through when his soul was put back into his body. I think we're basically getting that like right up front with Spike. So, Spike thinks he's killing some monster. He actually stabs a guy, and not only whether or not the chip is still there or worked or didn't at the time, that doesn't matter. The fact that he feels instant remorse and regret, that's I think what puts him into the, oh my god, all the things I've done, and that's where the insanity comes from.
But I think it's his new soul is, there's like conflict. It's causing so much conflict within him that will eventually smooth out, maybe. But
I hope so, because I'm not thoroughly impressed with the whole
insane Spike.
I think it could be handled much more efficiently.
Efficiently.
Yeah. Show us Spike. Don't even, you know what? Yeah, don't show him in the basement acting all weird. I mean, there must have been like a summer or something, right? Like, maybe show us a couple flashbacks.
Well, I mean, yeah, but when we saw Angel, it was 100 years after he had gotten his soul. So it really, remember, he was crazy pants too. He was eating rats in the streets. So, you know, and again, we only got to see him and like Seth said, in like flashes. So it was probably like this for Angel, I would guess, for a good long while. Yeah. But we'll see what happens this season to little old Spike. Or maybe we won't. Maybe he'll just disappear after this episode. Be gone.
Maybe. I was thinking about this just before we started recording, how I'm disappointed there was no Orb of Thessala in this whole thing.
Why? You know.
No, there are, would have been an awesome callback
to the tchotchke in your mommy's in your mom's den. Because you still have an Orb of Thessala,
right? Well,
there's
still, what, 20-something episodes left? So you could make a comeback.
I don't think so. That would be awesome.
Every time I walk by it in my mom's house, I'm like, what the hell?
I think it's great. But, yeah. So Anya's being really kind of lame. She doesn't have it anymore. She's lost her mojo, guys.
I agree.
She is rocking some dark, dark lipstick this episode.
Yes, this is true.
Oh my god. I love their outfit. Her shoes are adorable.
Yes.
Yeah. Shoo-wa.
So, does she, you know, basically she says that as a vengeance demon, she's not allowed to go back and basically make these people human again or whatever to return. Yeah. So, do you think there will be any consequences, if any, to her going ahead and changing this Ronnie, the beater, back?
I hope so. Because I think she's kind of stalled right now in the current storyline that we've got going on.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing her having a chit-chat over a drink with a, you know, some scorned woman, just waiting for them to wish something. You know, it's happened too many times. Ready to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not very creative to just have to remove someone's spine. You know, that was kind of lame idea.
Not creative? Was,
come on. No. I mean, it's like a horrible pun. Uh-huh. Oh, he's so spineless. Oh, I can take his spine out. No, that's lame. That's not irony. That's just no. Let's not do that. I don't know. She was like desperate to just get a quick wish out there, and I don't know. It's like she's lost the passion for it, frankly. I think when she was super, super pissed off initially with Xander, she agreed to become a vengeance demon again because she wanted to use her vengeance against him. And that didn't work because apparently you're not allowed because there's a code of ethics or something. And now she's just like, ugh, I have to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't think her heart is in it.
She's sad sack Anya.
Her heart's not in it. Sad sack Anya indeed. Absolutely. Yeah, and then Buffy clues into the fact that Spike has a soul. Yeah.
Because he brings up and Angel.
Then, yep, and a little bit more jibber-jabber. And at the church. Mm-hmm. That was a church, yep. Right? Or a church, crypt. Yep. Church.
Church.
And then he leans on the cross. And I suppose you could smell some bacon or something, potentially. And, I can't wait to find out what happens next between these two. Oh, wait, I can. I'm tired of this.
Whoa.
The Buffy Spike thing, I have no more interest in it whatsoever.
Well, me neither.
You saw the front of the DVDs.
No, I didn't. I'm
on
Netflix.
Oh, boo.
I'm using the Netflix.
I don't like that they changed the picture at all.
They actually haven't changed the picture for me.
Oh, they did for me.
I've had the same picture with Spike, Buffy, and Dawn for the last three seasons.
No, I got a new picture. Yeah. I think there was an update for my PlayStation, and it's Buffy. Yeah. It's Buffy with a spake. It looks like a cartoon drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Really?
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of neat. But...
I just pictured her eating a steak. Like at a not big really table with a huge
awesome
knife.
Some veggie burger.
Yeah, my Netflix.
Veggie burger from Costco. No, I gotta
like, take a picture. Yeah, my Netflix is the Spike, Dawn, and Buffy with the red in the back.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'll have to. Okay, here we go. I'm going to take a picture. And I'll do a text around. I'll let you do, guys.
Is this the first time ever that someone on the show has used a cell phone to dial 911?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. Yes. Wow, how far we've come. How much we've grown. It's really awesome. They're not in as much peril as they used to be now that no. cell phones are out. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking I regret them putting cell phones
they in had there. To. They had to.
Yeah, I know.
So are we ready for feedback?
I think so. Let's see what we got here. I know we have audio from Moira. Yeah, so let me cue that up.
Woo woo.
Try to cue that up.
Hey, it's Moira. I just watched Beneath You. There's a couple of bright moments in this episode. The scene where Anya realizes that Spike has a soul again is really pretty funny. But he is still sad sack Spike, and now he's mentally imbalanced Spike. And as I said already in my last feedback, I hope this doesn't get prolonged. I want Spike to get himself sorted out. And I want us to not be in limbo about whether he's in the Scoobies or out of the Scoobies. I think, because I don't think that plot point is all that interesting to me. I mean, we've seen this before. Angel was tortured mentally because he had to live with what he'd done to people as a demon vampire. Spike is trying to find a way to live with the demon that's still in his head. I get all that. That's valid. I just don't want it to go on for, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks. I'm curious about who these women are. They keep getting murdered before the credits. The girl this week kind of reminded me of the one from Run, Lola Run, you know that movie? But it'd be nice to know what their role is and who they are. I am getting a little curious. Willow's story is interesting in that, you know, she's completely unsure of her place in the world, and it's not a given that she'll be accepted back with open arms at Sunnydale, but I think she will be by Xander, based on the finale of season 6. I imagine it'll be a little bit tougher between her and Buffy, but we'll see. And between her and Dawn. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, knowing that she's on her way back, it gives me something interesting to look forward to, so I'm happy about that. But I'm not going to be happy if we never see Giles again. The actual plot of this particular episode with the man turned into a worm by Anya was a bit of a throwaway plot. It's not really all that exciting. I think the Nancy character, of course, will be a one-off. Anyway, alright, so this was an okay episode. Not stunning. I didn't like it as much as this season opener. But I'll give it a solid 6 out of 10 Tasmanian devil-type worm monsters. Alright, till next time.
Tasmanian.
Thanks, Mara.
Thank you!
Did we even talk about Willow coming back?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Well, I think we kind of glanced across it, mm-hmm. but because, I mean, they didn't really go back to that very much.
It was,
right?
Yeah, it was just in the beginning, just in the them beginning. Talking and saying she was coming back.
It was like, it was a scene that could have been in last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'm going to read Bruce's email. All right. In another forum, someone once commented about the different takes on beneathness this episode brings up. From Ronnie the worm boy to something wanting to devour something. Is Spike still beneath Buffy? The Hellmouth is beneath the school. Spike is living next to the Hellmouth beneath the school. Maybe the evil lurking beneath the surface of a person, or perhaps just a sexual position or two. Not that this episode explores any of them in depth, but they are there for your consideration. In other news, Spike went to church. Just 2 episodes after a carpenter saved the world with love, Spike wandered into a chapel to confess or something. Are we sure Joss is an atheist? And Buffy's dog tragedy from last episode finally happened, sort of. Bruce.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What was the dog tragedy?
That's what she told Principal Wood when she was answering the phone, she says, "Oh, it's a dog," and then, or it's my dog, and you know, to get away. And then she was talking about how many, 3 dead or something. Yeah, so dog tragedy.
Weird.
Awesome. Hey, Thomas Gabrielson wrote us.
Bratters.
Hey, Dex, Swedish Bratters here. Is that still a thing? Swedish Bratters. Thomas works too. Anyway, here's a few thoughts on Beneath You. So this chick, Melinda, yeah, or Melissa, or whatever, I'm probably way off. The chick with a dog. She shows up at the show to not react to her dog being eaten, to be chased a bit, flirt with Xander, make a few meta comments in the most awkward bronze scene ever, and leave. Lame introduction if she's going to stick around, and lame period if she's not. Dawn, you're not badass. You're not scary. Sit down. Be quiet. It's refreshing to have a little bit more Dawn hate again after the last episode. Hey, Giles, if Willow is worried about going all murdery and insane when she returns to Sunnydale, how about you go with her and keep on Dumbledoring? Or, well, I guess there's a certain logic to putting an ocean between you and the murderous psycho. Good thinking. Overall, I think this is one of the blandest episodes of Buffy. Lame monster, lame victimish person, and awkward dialogue. With some good parts mixed in, like, I poke fun at the Willow Giles stuff, but it was good. Just like in the last episode, I'm staying as far as I can from the Gillow ship, but Tony and Allie really have amazing chemistry. Okay, I'm done. Resume gaxing. Peace. Thomas.
Yeah. High five, Thomas. This is lame. Lame.
Carol wrote in. Hey there, long time no talk. I know, Carol. Thanks for coming back. Another random female, except now it's in Buffy's dream, and it is echoing something Halfrick and Willow alluded to in the last episode. And later comes out of Spike's crazy time mouth. The plot thickens. Spike seem a little off to any of you? You probably heard that Joss rewrote the church scene to make it more visceral and less talky. That scene and James Marsters' performance gets me every time, and Sarah Michelle Gellar is no slouch in getting across Buffy's understanding of the gravity of what Spike has done. It is that scene that the first time I saw it made me go to the internet to see how many awards the show and these actors had won. I was sadly shocked and disappointed at the number. It was not surprising to me that someone invented an award named in honor of Buffy the Vampire Slayer to recognize the most unfairly unrecognized show on TV each year. Oh, and the customer gets a lot of grief for Spike's blue shirt, but he called it a costume he put on to appear normal. Sorry, costumer, not customer. I misread that. And it did not fit. Metaphor exists in costuming, too. Thanks again for the podcast, Carol.
Thank you. Yeah, he wasn't wearing his black jacket. His duster.
Yeah, that was a very jarring visual. It really
stood out.
If by jarring you mean fantastic.
Well, we're so used to one thing, right? It's like having a goatee for many, 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 mm-hmm. many years.
And then your kids don't recognize you.
And then you look... Yeah. And then you look in the mirror and you're like, I instantly regret that decision. Yeah. But I don't know. I liked him wearing that more than mm-hmm. the black t-shirts. I'll tell you that much. Raymond says, hey, Gax and guests, just some quick thoughts on Beneath You in the beginning of season 7 in general. This is only my second time through season 7. Hopefully you don't mind the mild opinion spoiler, but I don't remember caring for season 7 all that much my first time through. But I have to say that I have been pleasantly surprised by my rewatch of these first two episodes. When the episode started, I thought that it was going to be kind of a lame monster of the week. I'd forgotten that the payoff was pretty good, and that it was something that Anya did as part of being a vengeance demon, and didn't have anything to do with a possible big bad for the season like they were teasing. Am I the only one that the monster thing kind of reminded of? Oh, is this where I got that from? The way it looked and came out of the movie. Oh, that's true. Very Tremors.
Sorry, Raymond. I didn't mean to steal it.
Opinion thief.
Wow. yeah. It also could, you know, be inspired by Dune, right?
And maybe it just looks a lot like the creature from Double Meat Palace. Like maybe they were reusing
part of the
penis. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Penis human.
Yes.
Not the greatest episode, but a solid payoff with the Anya thing at the end, especially since the episode also included Xander trying to date again. And I think some very strong work by James Marsters as Spike, trying to be normal again and then back to crazy Spike. I think he is pretty great in that final scene in the church. Also like the way that the show treated... I also like the way that the show treated Willow in the first two episodes. The season doesn't start back with Willow as a member of the Scoobies like nothing happened. They are really treating... what Willow did very seriously. I think that you can tell that no one has forgotten what Willow did, and neither Giles nor Willow herself seems willing to let her off the hook and forgive what she did. I'd give this one 7 out of 10, but it was actually better than I remember it being. Thank you, Ray, very much. Awesome. Thanks for your email and audio feedback, everyone.
Thanks, all.
Cool. Ooh. Didn't miss any of them. Nope, didn't miss any of them. Awesome. Well, are we ready to rate, or are there any more points?
I think we covered everything.
Yes.
Kim?
I enjoyed it. How do I phrase this properly? I like when watching it, I'm thinking... When I'm trying to think two steps ahead, even though it does, you know, sometimes it makes for a good episode where I'm like, yes, I knew it. And sometimes like, oh, I was way off. So I'm not entirely convinced that Spike is Spike. I don't know why. It's just a feeling that I have because we were introduced to that thing that was morphing last week. I don't know. I could be way off. I could be onto something good. So, again, because I'm always trying to, overthink things when I'm just like, I should just be watching the show and just watching it and enjoying it. At the end, I'm always like, yeah, that was really good because now I want to watch what's going on next. Anyways, long story short, I enjoyed this episode. It wasn't my favorite. I'm intrigued about the girls at the beginning because I'd like to see what happens with them. And that's about it. I'd give it a 7.5 out of 10. 7.5 out of 10. I don't know. Ronnie's.
Ronnie.
That's awesome.
I actually did not remember the episode. Well, I remembered the end of the episode, but I didn't remember a lot of this episode when I rewatched it. Until I started watching it, I was like, oh yeah, there was this like worm thing under the ground. That's right. So I guess I can't give it that great of a score if I don't remember it. But I really enjoy the end. On rewatches, I enjoy Dawn a lot more. I do remember hating her though. Now I kind of just understand the character more, and I'm scared of teenagers even more. So I give this episode a 7 out of 10. Sad sack Anya's. Aw, Anya. Aww. It's so sad.
Gabby.
I heart this season so much already. I don't care if any of it is perceived as lame by other people. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, which is nice departure from the past couple of seasons where I've been a big fat hater. Let me see. What brought it down for me? Well, we have my bronze point, so we have that. So that's gonna take away. Yeah. That's gonna give back. At the point that I'm going to take away for Xander continuing to be an ass. So I'm going to give this, but I really, really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. I watched it a while back.
And then I happily watched it when I got home from work today and fell in love with it all over again. The ending, I talked about how moved me, to tears. So I'm going to give this 9 out of 10 tank top and PJ pant combos.
Nice.
Can I say that again? You were breaking up.
Nine out of 10 tank top and PJ pant combos.
Nice.
Love it.
I love the PJ pant combo.
I'm wearing a PJ pant combo right now.
Rocking the same thing.
I got a little bit of plaid going on. Yep. I didn't like this episode very much. I was not impressed with Nancy. I was definitely not impressed with her stupid dog. The monster was lame sauce. And then, you know, Anya brings him back, and then Spike goes kind of crazy again. Ugh, saving grace, Spike and Buffy's moments were very good. Mm-hmm. So we had that. Xander's... And frankly, Helfrich, guys, she's lost her charm for me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She really hurt Anya the other day, saying she was her only friend, and frankly, you know, I don't even remember if she was in this episode. I'm getting a little confused. I think it's my old age. But I will say this. I can't wait for Willow to come back. I can't wait to see Spike no longer crazy, but actually kind of being maybe normal. So there are lots of things I'm looking forward to. I'm not ever going to watch this episode ever again. I don't know. It's, ugh.
Nah.
Plus, really? No. Nah. 4 out of 10.
Four? Jeez.
Whoa. I really liked his hair better before. I really didn't like it. I was bored.
Wow, 4. Jeez.
Yes.
Wow. Is that your worst ever rating?
There was no story here. There was no story. Like, there was 10 minutes of story in this 42-minute episode.
Uh-huh.
It was edited weird. Oh my God, there was the scene where Anya was waiting for the girl to tell her wish in the bronze. Like, it just goes to black, and I'm like, what happened? At both times, I'm like, something happened here. But it was the act break, and it just was not right. And uh-huh. the first scene with Buffy and when Dawn woke Buffy up, it was so awkward. It killed me the way, just technically, this was a terrible episode. I give this, okay, 3
wow.
out of 10 split second views of Spike's awesome 3-point landing.
This isn't The Price is Right, Stephanie. But yeah, I agree with Steph. I'm just not very interested. Hey, that's what we thought. Yeah. And we're entitled to our opinions.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
You can tell us all about your opinions. You can send us an email at
RedemptionCast. PotentialCast@gmail.com.
You can call us 270-40-BUFFY. You can follow us on the Tweet Machine.
The tweet machine.
Twitter just announced that they're going to have a, their official app is now going to have a while you were away thing. So you can see the tweets you've missed, but they still don't have a comprehensive harassment policy.
So there.
You can also join the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/potentialcast.
Sorry, while you were away, what tweets you missed? Isn't that just going back and looking at your notifications?
That's what I thought.
Sorry.
I know. Apparently it's going to be different.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know. What do I know, guys?
I'm just
a vessel. Or is it vassal? I forget which one of those I am. Let us know what you think. Is it vessel or vassal?
Vessel.
We're interested.
Hashtag vessel.
Oh, okay. Hashtags. I'm watching Survivor from last season because I stockpiled the episodes so I wouldn't have to wait for anything. And all these hashtags are so stupid. But it's like they're getting worse. I think whoever's coming up with them is trying to make them super lame. Anyway. You know what's not lame?
Quotes?
Quotes.
Tammy? Oh, no. I stole.
Well, wait, wait. Sorry. I have to. Kim has yes. to go first.
I do? Okay.
Yeah, because you usually have one breath.
Ugh. Penis.
Damn it.
Gabby?
Aw, puppy.
And your quote, please? Gabby? Sorry, Tammy?
New clothing, better hair, not so much with the crazy. I like it. Now what do you want?
Oh, Steph.
That's where I go to get my scorn on. Oh, that's awful.
Wow.
Oh. Gabby's gone. Oh, she really hated that quote. Man, she really hated that quote. She like hung up. Oh, she's back. Gabby, you're back. There you go.
It's her mic drop moment.
Worst quote ever. All I heard was new clothing. Nothing.
This is my favorite quote of the episode because of how it's kind of timely now. When Xander says, "About as assembled as the Avengers can be these days." Anyone have a second one?
Is there anyone here who hasn't slept together?
That was my
favorite. Anyone else? I have to read it. Well, I couldn't take you in a fight or anything, even with that chip in your head. But you do sleep. And if you hurt my sister at all, if you touch her, you're going to wake up on fire. He's on fire! That Spike is on fire.
Barf.
Hey! That Spike is on fire. Hey,
what song is he parodying?
What's on the show for next time?
Next time, same time, same place.
I really hope it's a time travel episode. I hope we get a time travel episode. I hope it's not like that lame one we had where, what was it called? I Only Have Eyes for You?
Yeah.
I heard a gap.
That was me, of course.
Is it because I called it lame?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I kind of remember it being a little bit lame because not that the episode was lame, but the time travel aspect of it was lame because it was, I think, more flashbacky and ghost related.
Yeah, it wasn't really a time travel episode at all. Yeah, it was just ghosts.
But
yeah,
if it's same time, same place, okay, prediction. It's Buffy's birthday. And it's happening at school, so something horrible is going to happen at school. That's what I think. Kim, do you want to predict, since you haven't watched it, like some people?
I think it's going to be like a Groundhog Day type episode. Everything happens over and over again.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Wait, we had that already.
Uh-huh. But they keep going back to old episodes, so I don't know. Did that happen in the first season?
No, that was last season.
Oh, see? I don't even pay attention
Jonathan
anymore.
Put a spell and... Yeah.
Aw, damn it!
Yeah.
I thought I was being so clever that I was like, shoot, it happened last
season. Same time, same place, same time, same place. what if it's, I had a lightning flash, but now I don't. And it's getting late, so there. Hey, Tammy!
Yo!
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having
really
me again.
Really happy to have you on again. remind the fine folks who are part of, remind everyone who's listening right now where they can find you online, or maybe not even online. Are you on the radio? Are you on broadcast TV, perhaps?
podcast TV. No, thank you. But I do podcast regular. Yeah. I am on Intro to X, and I am on The Walking Dead podcast on the DVMP Empire something. I can never remember the whole website. Sorry. I'm the worst co-host ever. And I have some other stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at Tammy Yip.
Cool. Oh, and my flash came back to me. Same time, same place. Buffy has to pretend to do another job because she's super smart.
Yes.
All right.
Nice.
It was the greatest show ever. You guys have no idea.
Oh, all right. See it.
I don't get it. Miss
Parker.
What? The Pretender, guys. The Pretender.
The Pretender.
My favorite show that I've never watched.
It's one of my favorite shows that I have watched. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us, everyone. As always, please be safe. And remember...
What?
Remember, we're getting really close to the end. So I'm going to make an appeal to everyone listening to the show. If you see a spoiler out there, okay, you get on that Facebook group and you warn the heck out of us so that we don't go clicking on any links here or things there. I'm really, 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 really happy to see people kind of trying looking to make sure that we don't have anything horribly ruined.
I think I'm spoiler free right to the end now, because the only spoiler I do happened much earlier.
That's awesome.
I think I'm lucky.
Yeah. Remember when you spoiled Gabby?
Yeah,
those are good times.
4 years ago.
I honestly thought that it was common knowledge.
Well,
apparently not.
That is one of my favorite moments ever. I just want to let you guys know. It's great.
It'll be in the rest of it.
I don't have any tunes queued up, so everyone, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Namaste.
I don't think I forgot any segments.
Peace.
So at Costco, have you tried their veggie burgers? They're freaking fantastic. Anyways, that's a side note I wanted to share with y'all.
I prefer these little teriyaki seasoned tofu burgers I get at the local organic grocery.
I don't like tofu.
And I have made my own veggie burgers before, and those were
fantastic. Tofu's bad for you, especially for males over the age of 40.
It depends. It depends where you get.
But it's soy. Soy's bad. Anyways, let's.
Yes, let's. My brain is going to shut down in a few minutes.
Yeah. Blame Kimberly. Mine shut down Kim's fault. Half an hour ago.
Which is why we're talking about Costco veggie burgers. I get it now. Yay.
Out of his secret garden somewhere in New Jersey comes your newest favorite superhero.
It is I, Captain Vegetable, with my carrot and my celery. Eating crunchy vegetables is good for me, and they're good for you, so eat them too, for teeth so strong your whole life long. Eat celery and carrots by the bunch. Three cheers for me, Captain Vegetable! Crunch, crunch, crunch!
My name is Andy. I love candy. I eat candy whenever I can. If it's handy, give me some candy. It's so good and sweet, the perfect treat. It's such a thrill to eat my fill and gobble till there's nothing on the plate. Candy is great. But wait! Who are you? Some kind of bad dream?
Do I look like a bad dream? It is I, Captain Vegetable, with my carrot and my celery. Eating crunchy vegetables is good for me, and they're good for you, so eat them too, for teeth so strong your whole life long. Eat celery and carrots by the bunch. Three cheers for me, Captain Vegetable! Crunch, crunch, crunch!
My name is Eddie, I love spaghetti, so I eat it whenever I can. If it's ready, give me spaghetti. It's a lovely thing, it looks like string. It's such a thrill to eat my fill and gobble till there's nothing on the plate. Spaghetti is great. But wait! What are you? Are you some kind of weirdo?
Do I look like a weirdo? It is I, your newest superhero. It is I, Captain Vegetable, with my carrot and my celery. Eating crunchy vegetables is good for me, and they're good for you, so eat them too, for teeth so strong your whole life long. Eat celery and carrots by the bunch. Three cheers for me, Captain Vegetable!
Gee, Captain Vegetable, this is the best thing to come along since meatballs! Three cheers for Captain Vegetable!
Three cheers for me, Captain Vegetable! Crunch! Crunch! Crunch!